Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Culture Wrap Tastemaker Awards are back, celebrating the top talent in Houston's restaurant and bar communities. Join us July 22nd at Silver Street Studios for our signature in-person tasting events and award ceremony. Come celebrate all the nominees like Restaurant of the Year, Bar of the Year, Best Neighborhood Restaurant, and more. We'll unveil the 2021 winners, and you'll sample bites and sip specialty drinks along the way. Get your VIP and general admission tickets now at culturemap.com/TM, culturemap.com/TM. The Culture Map Tastemaker Awards at Silver Street Studios, July 22nd.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 9 o'clock straight up. Let's talk a little NFL football. Let's see if you agree. Some of them are pretty obvious. Predicting who's going to be the MVP of each team. Lamar Jackson. Baker Mayfield. I don't know that. That's pretty obvious. Joe Burrow is going to be the MVP of his team. Derrick Henry will be the MVP of his team. There are some interesting ones here. Quinnen Williams, they think, will be the Jets' most valuable player. Chris Jones, they have for the Chiefs, which is, I think you're just trying to make a name for yourself saying something crazy like that.
What, saying something crazy like what?
Well, then it's not going to be Pat Mahomes.
No, but Chris Jones is probably the most dominant defender in football, right?
Yeah, and you've also got the most dominant tight end in football, and you've also got the most dominant quarterback in football.
Maybe the most dominant wide receiver in football.
Oh, maybe, yes.
I mean, when he's on,
right?
It's or when they just throw to him, it's pretty much hard to stop. Wow, how do the Chiefs win? This is hard to.
I don't get it.
How are they doing this?
They have good players. Okay, who do you think they picked for the Houston Texans to be their most valuable player this year?
Oh my God. Oof. Taylor?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I don't know what else you can say. I don't.
Brandon Cooks.
Zach Cunningham with his 120 tackles.
Yeah,
with,
maybe.
With
if you're going to pick Chris Jones over Patrick Mahomes, then they got Jalen Waddle for the Dolphins, Dell.
I think last year, first of all, Andy Reid really screwed up by trying to throw the ball as much as he did with a bad offensive line, a beat up offensive line. That was a bad job by Andy Reid. I wonder if Andy Reid is maybe going to say, look, we love all the stats and all that. We got to get better at running the football, because when things break down, if Pat Mahomes is hurt, if the offensive line isn't, you know, healthy or whatever, we've got to be able to run the ball. They drafted a guy in the end of the first round who is supposed to be able to run the ball for you. So I think you're going to see them get to the running game more in Kansas City. And if that happens, maybe Pat Mahomes – you know, maybe Pat Mahomes' star will maybe, or his statistics won't be quite as expansive as a passer if they run the ball more.
Well, the story that came out the other day was that the running backs are going to catch a lot more balls in Kansas City. So, you know, his average, did he leave the league in yards per pass, yards per completion?
I don't know if he led the league in it.
But he's got to be up there.
But don't you think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be a bigger factor this year?
I mean,
running the ball, too.
Yeah, running the ball, too. Yeah.
They got to get back to running the ball some.
Well, their offensive line, though, man.
Don't forget, Orlando Brown is now your starting left tackle.
Their offensive line is
Joe Tooney.
Much better.
Austin Blythe is just okay with the drafted Creed Humphrey. Kyle Long, we'll see. But wait a minute. I thought Kyle Long was – Kyle Long's out. He got hurt. but they still have him on the depth chart. But you got Duvernay Tardif, I think, is back fully. And then we'll see who ends up being the starter at right tackle for them. But
yeah.
I think they'll run the ball more. But the Houston Texans, you know, if Tyrod Taylor is your MVP, that probably means that Davis Mills didn't get much of a look. I'm not sure that's a good thing.
I don't know that you have much. I think probably Zach Cunningham will be. If I was going to put it in there, if you're going to put, you know, Chris Jones,
the highest paid tackle in football?
Yeah, I'd still
also think worthy of multiple first round picks.
Zach Cunningham, I'd still put there.
Why can't a left tackle be an MVP?
Yeah, because leave it to the Texans to have a left tackle as their most valuable player. I could see that. Leave it to the Texans for the first time ever. Their most valuable player is their left tackle. They have Paris Campbell as the Colts MVP. That's interesting. What with Pittman and Hilton there, and if Paris Campbell's going to have a big year, doesn't that mean that Carson Wentz has to be pretty good? And isn't it usually going to be a quarterback? Like they've got LaVisca Chenault from the Jaguars as the most valuable player.
But I think what they're trying—who wrote this?
It's a CBS.
Okay, I think what they're trying to do is not just. It's not an easy handoff to quarterback every time. They're trying to say the real MVPs. Who are the guys that have a chance to really change things? And I like that approach. I like them instead of just going with the easy quarterback.
Well, most of the time when it's not quarterback, like T.J. Watt for the Steelers, Kyle Fuller for the Broncos, it's that you don't have a very good quarterback.
Yeah.
But in the case of the Colts and the Jaguars, I don't know how LaVisca Chenault can be ahead of Trevor Lawrence. Because Trevor Lawrence is getting them the football, it's going to have to be Trevor
the
Lawrence.
Spirit of that award, they're saying LaVisca Chenault will raise them up. It's understood, maybe beyond even what's expected. It's understood that Trevor Lawrence is expected to play at least fairly well. I would say, do you think he has any chance of hitting Justin Herbert's numbers last year? Justin Herbert threw for 4,300 yards. I want to say it's 4,300 yards and... I need to see. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it's 4,100. But 31 touchdowns. That's a hell of a rookie season now. Justin Herbert threw for, 43, 36, 31 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Honestly, the odds are against Trevor Lawrence doing that.
Yeah, probably.
Better wide receiving core. The Chargers.
Chargers, yeah.
And frankly, this is just a fantastic year for a rookie. 31-10 for a rookie is highly unusual.
Yes, yes.
You can go back and look at the best rookies in football history, and you're not going to find this many seasons that look like this, especially touchdown to interception, which was the big surprise to me that he was 3-1. I don't think Trevor Lawrence hits those numbers personally. And I turned in my article for Offensive Rookie of the Year, how I ranked the top 10. And I did try to predict who would win it based on the history. Like, an offensive lineman, a tight end, has never won the award. Only three wide receivers have won this award over the last 21 years.
Yeah, but you, I hope you put a tight end in your top this year.
I put Pitts fourth because I think Pitts has a legitimate chance because he's more of a pass catcher.
He probably has a more legitimate, he's the most legitimate chance of winning it ever.
The odds have him sixth.
Really?
Vegas odds have him sixth.
Really?
Plus 975. They got
other weapons there.
They got Justin Fields 2, Trey Lance 3. And to me, I've got Najee Harris 2. Because white running backs have won that award. I've got Trevor Lawrence 1. I got Najee Harris 2, although they do have offensive line concerns. I've got Justin Fields 3, but a lot of that depends on when he beats out Andy Dalton.
Well, it's the same with Trey Lance. How can Trey Lance be 3 when you don't even know if he's going
to
play?
I put him 8th. And I put Pitts, because I think they're more likely to follow the Mahomes model.
Yeah.
I think that looks very similar. They got a quarterback they know they can win with. I think they'll follow the Mahomes model. 4th, I put Kyle Pitts, because I think he does have a legitimate chance.
I do, too.
5th, I had Zach Wilson. 6th, and he's got some stuff around him that's not bad. 6th, I put Jamar Chase. 7th, I put, because that Burrow to Chase thing, you have to pay attention to it. I mean, look, Chase hadn't played football since January 13th of 2020. He hadn't played football for that long. But in that game, he had 9 catches for 221 yards and 2 touchdowns, and his quarterback was Joe Burrow. You have to give that some respect. You got number 7 for Offensive Rookie of the Year. I had Devontae Smith, but you know, he did hook up with Jalen, not as much as I thought. Jalen Hurts and he hooked up for one touchdown. Remember, Jalen Hurts was that was the year that Tua came in the postseason and threw the touchdown to Devontae Smith that won the national championship game in overtime. But you had, or was it overtime or just at the end of the game? Just at the end of the game.
It was overtime.
It was overtime. It was
2nd and 26.
But then you had, I was wondering, how are they so far away? But that's why it was 2nd and 26. But, you know, you look at the wide receiving corps, not very good for Philadelphia. And then 8th, I put Trey Lance, because if he does end up playing, he is going to put up some numbers. 9th, I went Javonte Williams, the running back from Denver. And in 10th, I made it Travis Etienne. I did not put Waddle in, and I made Mac Jones my long shot, my dark horse for that category. Because quarterbacks always have a good chance, but he's got to get past Cam Newton, and he's got to get past some average receivers, so... we'll see. It's a good rookie year, though, offensively. There's some guys who I think are going to be, if you're a fantasy football player, Trevor Lawrence as a second quarterback, I think, is worthy of your attention. I wouldn't touch any other quarterbacks during the draft, personally. And then I think both Travis Etienne, Javonte Williams are all three, and Najee Harris are all going to be factors this year in fantasy football, all three of them. Devontae, Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase, all factors in fantasy football. Maybe Waddle. It's just I would just want to see the preseason, how they end up using him and what they're saying from camp. What are you looking at right now? What's that video?
This video is Quinn Ewers, who said, "I'm not going to Texas. I'm going to Ohio State," and he has maybe the greatest hair ever. It is it's a kind of a mullet, but it's just a little bit longer. But then it's like that. It's just perfect. It's just I don't know that you can have better hair than what we're looking at right here. So I'm very, very proud of the fact that Quinn Ewers came from Texas and is rocking that hairstyle the way he is, which is totally, totally sweet. Have him as the number one guy.
Isn't he a Dallas kid?
In Elite 11. Oh, he's a Dallas guy. That's
South Lake Carroll, I think he plays that, right?
Cade Klubnik, they have number two from Clemson. Verbal commit from Clemson. Connor Weigman, Texas A&M verbal commit. They've got number three in Elite 11. Devin Brown going to USC. Walker Howard, LSU, is next. Malik Murphy going to Texas. I saw Malik Murphy throwing. He's got a real rifle. He was actually the most accurate in the accuracy part of the Elite 11. Caden Hauser is going to Michigan State. Ty Simpson, Alabama. So they got a 4-star commit, Dell, so he won't be very good. It's not a 5-star.
Well, they're slipping, apparently.
Drew Aller going to Penn State. And it just seems like the rich are just getting richer, aren't they? Nick Evers going to Florida.
That's the deal. Yeah. I mean, sometimes those kids get there because of where they're going, but a lot of times, yeah, the best players want to go to the best places, so... It just feeds itself. The beast feeds itself over and over again.
Yeah. I read an article about how to get the college football better yesterday, and we can talk about it on the other side. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us. Right now, you got to have a little charisma, though, if you're going to talk college
charisma.
Football.
Car wash is what you're talking about, and it's charisma, C-A-R-I-S-M-A, wash.com. And that's where you can go find one of their three locations. Listen, they extended their $10 off wash into this month because they had an amazing amount of response from you guys. And I think that's, you know, listen, I'd say it's a credit to you for going out there and say, why wouldn't you take advantage of $10 off on their Ultimate Wash, which is $14. It turns into a $4 wash. Or the Lava Wash, which is their ultimate package that turns into a $7 wash. And we know with all this rain coming, at some point, you guys are going to want to get your cars cleaned up again. And that's when you can go to Charisma. There's three locations, easy to get to. When you stop in, you just drive right through. You put it in neutral. And as you go through and you see the results, when you're done, when you check those wheels, that's one of the, to me, that tells me how good is the car wash. You check the wheels, and if the wheels look that good in a drive-through wash that's fast, it's convenient, and it's inexpensive, then that tells me you've got yourself a great wash. And that's what Charisma Car Wash is. The promo code. You can spread this around to coworkers, friends, put it on Twitter, Instagram, I don't care. It's 5975. That's the hookup. 5975 is the hookup for $10 off. And now we are running into the month of July. So take advantage of it when you go get your car washed at charismawash.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Well, we're going to talk. We got some sound that we want to get to, some Evan Gattis, and get back to Astros baseball in a second. But first, what do you guys think of this? I saw an article yesterday, some suggestions for college football. How about a master scheduler that the good teams would have to play? You would have to play a couple of light games in the preseason instead of dodging. Now, Alabama will play anybody anytime.
Wait,
right?
Did you call it the preseason?
Yeah, in their pre-conference.
Only these games would be the most important games.
Right.
Potentially.
Potentially. Boy, but with the playoff, though, you're going to probably
a master scheduler, you really get to. I don't know if you can do that, because then you are also going to take away money from the lower-end teams who really rely on those paychecks to go get their ass kicked by Alabama.
Well, but you know what they're talking about now is that the Power 5 is talking about a rule where Power 5 teams have to play all Power 5. And so they might get screwed anyway. There's a chance a chance unilaterally they're going to get screwed out all that
I
money.
Think that's bad for that's a big deal to get those checks.
Yeah.
I think that's bad. You can say I'm all for stepping in and maybe saying, I don't even know if I like the idea of you have to tell them who they have.
Well,
to
everybody
schedule.
Has to. Every
pro
team.
Football.
Yeah, right. Well, guess what's becoming. But you know, and I've seen, how many times have we seen the SEC's Cupcake Week is just awful. It's just, now it did produce. By the way, I saw him, Brandon Silvers, who was the quarterback at Troy that beat LSU. I saw him this weekend in Alabama. Dude, I saw him. Well, I saw him playing in Seattle too. He's got a whip, but he is. That's a big dude. Now we'll see if he ever makes it. But he was having a good time in Alabama. Anyway, so a master scheduler would take it out of the hands of all these coaches that don't want to play anybody. Hey, you got to play somebody. You know what? We'll just, you know what? We're going to find out who the best teams are, and you can still win, because you can still win your conference. Just because you lost to a really good team, if you're a really good team, it's not the death knell anymore once the playoff gets here with 12 teams. So, you know, let's not avoid everybody just to get there. Let's watch some really good football in the quote unquote preseason. Another thing,
So you're looking at it as that's our own enjoyment as a semi-pro league.
Yeah.
It's not really college football. And I don't think what the NCAA does
well,
want
you're
to
still playing
is
other college teams.
Just because you have NIL, which, by the way, is not impacting a whole lot of people. It's just some of the top with a smattering here and there. I don't think they want it to
except at Miami, where everybody's getting
it. Yeah, we talked about that. It's like $5,000 if you tweet.
That's nice.
And it's up to $6,000. Right, five or six, up to 6,000 if you tweet. But I think that's what it was meant for. But Peter Byrne said, what's to stop universities now from going super PAC and just pulling 3.5? Well, because you can't do it as a university, but as boosters, you can. Yeah. And that's how you start to pay players. As you say, if you come here, we got an automatic 14,000. But you are going to have to do something for that money. I mean, clearly, they're just not going to give you the money. You're going to have to do something that the NCAA can say, okay, you're not just paying players. There has to be a benefit to the company. You are going to have your name, image, likeness on something. Anyway, I don't think the NCAA wants to just say, well, this is just pro sports, because I already had a guy yesterday saying, okay, now we can eliminate the draft. Now that this is basically the end of amateur athleticism as we know it because of NIL. No, that's not really the case. This is not the end of amateur athleticism. It's the end of the model of amateur athleticism that had previously been in place. But he wants to eliminate. This guy wanted to eliminate the entire draft. I told him to shut his effing mouth.
That he's going to
get.
Lose a
first
job.
Of all, stay in your Lane, little Jaguar fan with 53 followers. Don't get in big boy draft lanes, okay? Stay out of my pockets and stop trying to eliminate the draft. Mm. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Mm. Eliminate the draft is something.
We should have more drafts.
We should have more discussion about
more drafts.
So we should have more drafts? We're
more drafting.
Oh, I get it. Indentured servants, they have to go where you tell them to play? Okay, Lance.
Don't worry. That's what you want? Just like this. All you have to do is just say, yeah, I want to go there.
I want to go somewhere.
I'm going to tell my dad, hey, LeVar, tell him, LeVar, I'm going to go to play.
LeVar? What about
LeVar Ball?
What about Archie?
Yeah. Oh, you can do the same thing. Archie, go. My dad said you were a bad team. I'm going to go do this when I get drafted by the Chargers. Look how mad I am. I'm Steve Francis. Watch me put this terrible Grizzlies cap on. I hate this team.
Mm.
Don't worry, Stevie. Just sit tight.
The Rockets will save you.
Mm.
I'm John Elway. I'm going to be playing big ball with the coach draft me.
What about this? Moving overtime from 25-yard line to the 35-yard line.
Yep.
So it's not automatic field goal.
Still not automatic for a lot of kickers, but yeah,
not
I like
Alabama
that
Alabama kickers, it's not.
No.
I like that idea.
But it's even tougher, though.
What do you guys do in your defunct league? What did y'all do?
It's not a defunct league. It's coming back. I don't know if you heard. Yeah. COVID shut it down. You're making fun
COVID
of COVID
shut
now?
Shut restaurants down and aren't coming back.
Okay, they did not. Well, this one's coming back. There's a lot of restaurants open. I don't know if you heard.
I can tell you're out of town. Did you see The Rock's tweet over the weekend?
Said, "Oh, can't wait."
No, he said, "Not sure what's going to happen, but it's been a fun pursuit."
Mm. Yeah,
about the XFL.
Well, he was trying to pursue Bob Stoops, but he couldn't. I'm pretty sure he can't
get him.
That's
a lie. He didn't say that. I'm trying to make you scared.
No, I'm not scared of anything. I'm not scared. The Rock is our hero.
What did y'all do though?
He could be president. What?
What did y'all do?
If you went for it from the 2, it was 1 point. From the 5, it was 2 points. From the 10.
Never mind. Not all that stuff. That's too much. That's like Rock and Jock. I don't want the 30-point basket where it's 15 feet high and it's sideways. This doesn't need to be carnival games.
It's not
carnival
games.
Turn our sport into carnival
games. No, how about I'm down by, okay, actually, I'm down by 9. I score a touchdown. I can tie it up.
The worst.
It's the best.
This is the worst.
Makes the games exciting as opposed to yours. Don't take your helmet off, anybody. You're trying to celebrate. You're going to jump in a can.
Hey, Rock and Jock kids. Yeah. MTV Dan Cortez here. Let's see if Bow Wow can hit the 25-point shot from half court.
Just don't high-five anymore.
Stop with your carnival league.
Okay. Is this the opening theme to the XFL when it comes back?
He's leading the band. That's right. That's right. We're having fun. Anybody ever have fun at a carnival? Yeah. Anybody ever have any fun at an NFL game? No.
With those rims that are bent so you can never win a prize.
Don't bring in a sign that says Bill O'Brien sucks. Sorry, can't have any fun.
Don't bring in a sign like most hated. Don't wear a shirt that says hate us or the Astros.
If you use
will confiscate. This is okay, Astros. This has got to stop.
No, if you use the word hate, you're not going to get it.
This has got to stop, Astros.
The Astros don't want...
What, hate is an illegal word?
Do you think Jim Crane wants to be his...
Jim.
Do you think Jim Crane wants his team to be associated with hatred? No, we're not doing that around here.
Associated with hatred. It's what they're basically saying is the people who hate. That's fine. They're not associated with it. They're getting hated on.
Well, they don't want to be the most hated team.
What the shirts mean?
They don't want to be the most hated team. They want to be the most loved team.
Let the fan base wear a T-shirt. Are you kidding me?
No, we're not doing that.
What is that going to do? Ruin the fabric of the society because they have a shirt that says hate us? This is dumb. I mean, honestly, Astros, this is hella dumb.
No.
You're shutting down people.
I'm with them. We're not hated team. We're the most beloved team. Thanks, bye.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It should be us against them. It's dumb. You make people turn their shirts inside out or buy new shirts. That's stupid.
Well,
is it because of the company who's making the shirts and you don't have association with them?
No.
That's what I'd like to know.
No, it's all
about...
Are you
100% sure?
We don't... Okay, you advocate hate. We don't do that
anymore. Let me ask you this. Serious question. You know, Running Game is somebody who has done some really good shirts. Some really good Astros-based shirts. Now you've got Apollo Media. You've got a pretty much the orange wagon. Dustin said that and I said, I'll bet you it's a T-shirt. That day it became a T-shirt. Two different people. One had a wagon, one had a train. Whatever. That's besides the point.
Oh, stupid.
But what I will say is The Astros actually did a deal, gave the licensing to one of the T-shirt companies who they sell in-house. I'm starting to wonder if the Astros are like, you know what? We can't shut down other people from making shirts if they don't use name, image, likeness, basically. But we can keep them. These are things that we can get you on a technicality and keep these shirts out of here. And you can go buy a shirt that doesn't talk about hate from our company.
That's right. We're not going to print. We don't want any shirts that say hate on them.
I think,
we don't want
are they
that.
Maybe using that? I just think. I think it's ridiculous.
The only ones that we've seen are shut down is it's had the word hate in it. That's
I
the
know,
only one.
And it doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does. It's they don't want hate.
I know. And I understand why they're doing it. It's stupid. I think they're stupid for that because it's the fans basically rallying around the team. Having a chip on the shoulder mentality is awesome for a team.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, I think the team is, but we're going to keep hate out of it. This is baseball. It's the love. It's America's game.
You should back this more than anybody.
No, I don't like hate. I'm not about hate. Maybe you are. I'm about love.
This isn't about
hate. And loving
hate.
Our team. And our team
it's
being
about saying,
the most beloved team, not
okay,
the hated team.
Okay, the Patriots came into the Super Bowl here in Houston.
Them.
They came into the Super Bowl here in Houston. What was the song that they came in, would you guess, Dell? They came into a rap song. It's the Patriots when they walked onto the field, you know, before the Super Bowl.
I just assume it would be Dropkick Murphys or something.
No. You would assume that because it's got the Boston. But no, it's a rapper.
Young Deflate?
No, it's a Nas song.
Come on.
There's not young.
Give him that
Lil
one.
Deflate.
Deflate. I don't like giving him stuff, but give him that one.
That was a good one. That's fine. It's Hate Me Now. So they came in, and I'm like, this is perfect. Because they're basically saying, you can hate me now. Go ahead.
Okay.
They absorb
you
it.
You want to
like,
be the Patriots?
That's right,
we already are.
That's right, haters.
The Astros don't
want
nothing to do with that.
Do I want six rings for the Astros? As a matter of
no,
they don't have
we
six.
Don't, we're not doing that.
Yes, do I want those rings? Absolutely. Do I want trips to the championship every year? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hate away. Hate. Hate away.
No, we're not doing that. We're not about
hate. Drink your milkshake.
We're about love. Love. It's the Astros.
You love inside. You don't have to. They don't have to love the Astros. Other fans don't have to love the Astros.
See? Y'all still mad? 17. Uh-huh. Look it. You get in with anything that doesn't say hate. We're not doing hate. Okay? That's all. That's all we're not doing. Sorry. Well, sorry, Jim Crane's about love and not hate.
When did you become the man?
Yep.
When did you become the man?
Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. When we come back, Evan Gattis had some interesting stuff to say, and we got to get to our team who is just kick ass on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Before we get to the Astros, the XFL wins again. Thank God they were able to get away from the CFL. That's done. The Canadian Football League put out a statement. Our talks with the XFL exploring the potential for collaboration and innovation have been positive and constructive. While we remain open to finding new ways to work together in the future, we and our XFL counterparts have jointly decided not to pursue any formal arrangements at this time. In other words, XFL said, beat it with your running up to the line of scrimmage.
Don't need that. That was y'all's best chance to start working with my company.
Yeah.
Now you're done.
Your 130-yard field.
You had
it.
A chance to get some of those Frenchies. You had a chance to get some of those potential, you know, back into the practice squad guys off the CFL.
I don't want none
you
of that.
You could have started working for my company.
Keep your frozen team away from ours.
Look what you did. You know who we're going to hire now?
55-yard line.
We're going to hire. You know who we're going to hire? Stone Cold.
No.
We're going to hire Stone Cold.
Steve Austin
you can have the
is
going to
be with.
And they're still going, you know what I said to this? You little bitches. I want to. What? What? And they'll start yelling out, what? And then, like, oh. The Rock will be like, that's over again, guys.
Steve Austin, what? Is that what they're going to do?
Yeah.
All right. So, Evan Gattis, this was last week or the week before? Because we did this last week.
We made him hire Hornswoggle just so we have a little person on the sidelines just clowning The Rock.
Oh, that'd be.
And he's dabbing on The Rock. Oh, that would be the best. A little guy dressed in leprechaun stuff dabbing on The Rock
makes the game better.
In the NFL,
I think it's funny. You think The Rock will be anywhere near XFL games when they actually ever start?
Oh, did you hear what he just said about your
Vince was Vince
league?
Came?
Well, that's Vince.
Yeah.
Vince.
Guess what? Rock's coming too.
Rock's got to make movies. Got to do other stuff. He ain't got time.
Oh,
to
he'll
be
there.
On the side. Maybe opening day, but he ain't gonna make regular appearances.
Well, you don't think You don't think Vince was there every day, do you?
No, you'll see The Rock once, and that'll be it.
That's all. That's all I need. One Rock.
Well, you appearance. Won't see him. He won't come to Houston.
I'm voting for him for president.
He's not running for president.
He might be. You don't know. So, Evan Gattis last week on a podcast. What podcast was this?
Astros Across the Globe. It's a podcast based in the UK.
So Evan Gattis, Astros Across the Globe is in the out of the UK.
Yes.
So is a funny British announcer on there?
Strolls Across the Globe. Yes, there is a British guy
talking about with the Astros. Funny accent?
Yeah, I do. You know what's funny is a lot of guys won't do podcasts in the States, but for some reason I'm the same way. Like, Lance, you want to do my Locked On Bears podcast? Lance, you want to do? I'm like, I get asked to do like 50 podcasts, and I don't want to do them. But all of a sudden, when like, Lance, we're a British Browns fan base, and we like to have you on to talk about the Browns draft. I'm like, I kind of have to. I mean, it's British people talking about football. I feel like I need to be on this podcast.
Isn't Pro Football Focus by the Irish?
Yeah, but that's different. Like, I've been on their podcast too, but to have Browns, you know, we've got 15 subscribers and they love your work. And I'm like, I don't want to let those 15 people down. No,
did they ask you for more too, sir?
More porridge, more Browns
talk. So what do you think about when they got Mac Wilson? I thought he was an excellent linebacker at Alabama. What were your thoughts on Mac Wilson?
Did you say, do you get college football over here?
How do you know Mac Wilson?
They got Sky Sports.
How
they don't
would
get
you
any...
know Mac Wilson over there? Yeah. That's weird.
They don't get any college football there, by the way.
No.
Well, they didn't anyway when I was there. So so Evan Gattis, anyway, was on in the UK, and he had some interesting things to say about all them biznotches out there.
You know how everybody thinks they know somebody because they saw a media page on them these days? Mm-hmm. Okay, so when these guys are talking to media, and especially they got a big megaphone, and it goes to, say, all of L.A. or all of Dodger Nation, and they're saying certain things and they're lies. Okay, this is where, there's people in our clubhouse that have had to call other people from the Dodgers clubhouse and say, hey, you need to clean up. Because we know, bro, we're not like you gotta be like that, or like people saying, oh, they didn't earn it. Never mind. I already, without saying a name, I already said it. It's like, no, dude, like, no, it's just it's lying after the fact. And the funny thing is that nobody spoke out about this while it was going on. Even though everybody knew what was going on, since Farquhar, people in the league already knew what was going on. They waited on MLB to come down because you know why? They were scared that they were going to come down on them.
When it's not mentioned at all. Oh, we saw the wink, wink by Alex Cora about what Carlos Beltran was doing now that he was with the Yankees. Wink, wink. Remember that press conference? Everybody knew and everybody was doing stuff. And yet the Astros were the
ones. It's got to be frustrating for players. Like, and now we know it, it's frustrating for fans.
Yeah.
But for players, it has to be double frustrating to see teams who they know were cheating come out and try to be sanctimonious. Well, that's got to really
And he was talking about Aaron Judge, who said they didn't earn it. Aaron Judge this week asked about playing with Astros in the All-Star game. Oh, I don't want that drama. Put that drama behind. You should have never, ever mentioned the drama. Aaron Judge, because there's plenty of stuff coming out now about what the Yankees were doing, too. And, oh, by the way, Carlos Beltran came from the Yankees where this was going on. So don't want to hear you. Don't want to hear anybody. Shut up. All of you shut up. And, by the way, it is all over. And this team is validating 2017. Yuli, Altuve, Correa. I know the White Sox fan, well, they have to still be cheating. Okay, shut up, stupid.
We must have stopped cheating against the Orioles.
I must have.
Put away the cheating buzzers. The Orioles are in town. We got to make it look good.
No, there's no cheating going on. There's only the cheating that everyone does, trying to steal signs. That's it.
Sorry. So
now, grab your spider tack and try not to get suspended.
Now, how about that all of these guys, Altuve's having a wonderful bounce back year after COVID. Yuli's having a great, an unbelievable year, notwithstanding that he didn't make the All-Star team. Jordan, who wasn't around in 17, but he's spectacular. Carlos. Bregman's the only one, since he's been hurt, he's the only one that hasn't been able to validate the 2017 season, but everybody else is. Everybody else is showing, well, maybe we didn't need cheating. I don't know if you heard, we don't cheat no more, but I don't know if you heard, we're pretty good hitters. But yeah, they're pretty damn good hitters, and they are kick ass against good teams. 40-19 now against teams with winning records. That is spectacular. That is unbelievable. So they are 40-19 against teams with winning records, and they're 20 games over 500. So against teams that are under 500, the Astros are under 500. One game under 500.
That is truly amazing.
Amazing. Amazing how they play against the best. Against the best teams. And oh, by the way, don't know if you heard, none of those crappy teams are going to be making the playoffs. So the good teams that they are doing this against, they are kick-ass. And they're going to continue to be kick-ass, hopefully, through the postseason. They're 53-33 now, a .616 win percentage. The Red Sox are 54-33, which is a half a game better than the Astros, .621. And the Giants are 53-32, basically a half game better than the Astros as well, but their win percentage is .624. Now, while the Dodgers have the same exact record as the Astros at 53-33. So those are your best teams in Major League Baseball. And if it wasn't for the Astros, the Red Sox by far would have the best record in baseball because the Astros kicked their ass when they met head-to-head. And yet the Orioles... It's just so dumb. Or how about the Tigers? They're 8 games under 500, and they're 5-2 against the Astros. I mean, it's just so unbelievable. Although they are moving up the ranks. Minnesota sucks, and Royals suck. But the Tigers are moving up a little bit through the ranks. What with being 6-4 over their last 10. So anyway, our team is great. Jordan has played in 159 games, and he has 38 homers. Or no, excuse me, has 44 homers and 138 RBIs. A .611 OPS, and he hasn't even played a full major league season
yet. Not OPS,
yet.
Slugging.
I mean, excuse me, a .611 slugging percentage. Hasn't played. He's got 138 RBIs and in 159 games. That is unbelievable. In your first game, now over a season, you know, you had Hank Greenberg who had an unbelievable season. You've had huge RBI seasons before, but this is basically his first ever season that he's doing this. This is up there. A 44 home run and 138 RBI season is one of the great seasons in baseball. You know, one of the great seasons in baseball. But to do it in your first 159 games is unheard of. So he is just, and if it wasn't for him, obviously it wasn't for him yesterday, but a 2-run homer to start things and then the 3-run homer to tie it.
It's kind of crazy that he doesn't get even more attention from Astros fans.
No, like, I know.
We're talking about a prodigious home run hitter and power threat.
Or by baseball.
Who hits, frankly, by baseball. Now, it doesn't help that last year he missed all of last year. But if you look at it, he deserves more attention. We're talking about a 300 hitter who also, with some plate discipline, who has the ability to smack it out of the park with bombs. I mean, some deep, deep drives. He does deserve more attention from baseball.
Yeah, you know, for a power hitter, his strikeouts to walks, about 2.5 to 1.
It's not bad. Like, his plate discipline is good.
No, great.
Yeah, his plate discipline is good.
It's great. So, I mean, it is just, no, how he doesn't get, how he's not, I mean, because, you know, well, I'm not going to put him in Trout yet because it's so, but young players like Juan Soto and Ronald Acuna and Vlad and Tatis.
Gleyber.
Gleyber, well, he's in New York, so that's why you get it. But Jordan is up there with all of these guys and gets nothing. And he was, by the way, I don't know if you heard, he wasn't here in 2017. So he's not a cheater. Okay, so just because, I think it might be
19
just
because was he, the, well, 19 was the buzzer year.
Whatever.
So he was here for buzzers.
Whatever.
Did you see with Altuve had that thing circled and the tattoo?
Yeah, I saw.
Yes, thank you.
I saw that.
John Boy just said, that's all you need. Circled shirt, tattoo.
Yeah, I saw.
Changed his shirt after the celebration, before the celebration. That's all you need to know. And Carlos Beltran's niece weighed in. There we have it.
That's right.
Let's ruin everyone's reputation. There you
buzzer.
Have it.
Buzzer. We know it was a buzzer.
It would be great if he had catch a lawsuit.
Who?
If Altuve would sue John Boy for defamation. I know it probably doesn't rise to those standards, but if he could hit him with that, wouldn't that be amazing?
Mm-hmm.
That you just ruin someone's career? Why do you think they get the F. Altuve stuff?
Because
it's
of
all the John Boy stuff.
Well, it was the Chapman homer.
Well, yeah, but John Boy pointing out the circle here. And look at this video. Oh, don't tear my shirt open. That literally has Yankee fans. And really, Altuve's become the face of cheating for everyone. Yeah. Every baseball fan thinks Altuve's the face when the reality is he was one of the guys least involved.
Yeah.
He was the starter least involved of anyone.
But it's the most. He's the most disappointing.
Like I said,
for
hate
me,
us.
He's the most disappointing.
Hate us. Most hated.
Yeah, no.
It fits.
He's the most disappointing to me because he should have walked in that place and said, we're not doing this anymore. He was the leader. He could have stood up to Beltran. He could have stood up to Cora. And he could have said, we're not doing this. Because he didn't even use it hardly. But he's the one that had enough pull in that locker room that he could have walked in and said, we're not doing this anymore. It's 9:45 ESPN 97.5. Who is the Texans' worst ever draft pick? This is going to be hard. Think about this.
Wait. Say that again.
The Texans' worst ever draft pick.
Okay.
I don't know why this is a story, but it's a story today. We'll do it on the other side.
That's
right
awfully
here
subjective.
On ESPN 97.5. But what about America and cars?
Cars for Kids. You've heard about Cars for Kids for many years. CarsForKids.org, and it's great what they're doing. This benefits the Houston Can Academies. The phone number is 713-225-4226. But what you need to know is you can go to www.carsforkids.org. You know, if you mention ESPN Houston when they come pick your car up or when you go through the process, they're going to give you a $50 Visa gift card just to thank you for your donation. But keep in mind, this is also a tax write-off. You can write off your vehicle, whether it's a motorcycle, all vehicles, motorcycles, cars, trucks. It can be running. It can be not running. It could have an issue with an engine. It really doesn't matter. They will tell you right now the pickup is going to be free, and whether you have the title or not, they'll do the title work for you, and that includes the search and the transfer. So they've made it so unbelievably easy that you get a chance to write off the car and not the kid. Make sure that you go to www.carsforkids.org and help out today.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is maybe one of the tougher questions in all the sports. Who is the Houston Texans' worst ever draft pick?
They're not going to do something like, say, Tony Boselli, right?
No, it's okay. Not Tony Boselli.
Okay.
There was one from that year, though.
From Maryland, the third round pick, Hill.
Charles Hill.
But he wasn't it.
It's a third rounder for an expansion team. How are you not making the team?
No, that's a bad one. But it's third rounder, like Sam Montgomery could be on there, but he's not going to be on there either.
Sam,
he didn't make a team either. I bet he's not the guy they picked.
No, it's not Sam Montgomery, but Sam Montgomery was an awful, awful pick.
It's not going to be Trevardo Williams, who is also an awful pick.
No, but that's a fifth or sixth rounder.
No, Trevardo was
he was
fourth,
later.
I think. Japru got hurt. It's not going to be him. It's probably a first, right?
It's a first rounder, according to them.
Let me see. Let me think back. I'm trying to remember.
Well, I mean, how about a Lewis Nix, who was a third rounder, didn't make the team?
Well, there's some terrible third
rounders. Sam Montgomery's a third rounder.
Didn't make the team.
Didn't make the team.
Well, it's because he was. They didn't do their homework on the person, I guess.
Right.
Let's see. Let me go to team. Let me make this a little easier on myself. Houston Texans. So they say it's a first rounder. Let's see. It's not going to be Titus. Not going to be Deshaun. Not going to be Fuller. Not No. Well, all right. Right now, Kevin Johnson's the leader. Let's see. Not Whitney. Not JJ. Not Kareem. Not Kush. Not Dwayne Brown. Ooh, Amobi. Let's see. You got those two. Ooh, they're going to say Travis Johnson.
Travis Johnson, is he made the list, buddy, but it's Kevin Johnson.
It is?
It's Kevin Johnson.
Okay.
And
Amobi?
And Amobi's up there, too. It's in, well, in one particular, it's Kevin Johnson, and then honorable mention were Travis Johnson and Amobi Okoye. First rounders, they're all first rounders. I don't know. Is a first rounder that he at least played, Amobi played a little bit for you, is a first rounder that's out there a little bit and doesn't get a second contract, I get that. Doesn't last in the league too long, I get that. But a guy who doesn't even make your team, that's a third rounder?
First rounders are always going to have, those are cornerstone players. And look where they were drafted. Like Amobi Okoye was taken right there and went to top 10. Was he 8?
Amobi Okoye was, I don't think he was. Was he?
I got it right here.
Was he 10, 11? He was 10th. 10th overall.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty high.
That's pretty high.
Dante Robinson, Andre Johnson. Texans had some pretty good, David Carr wasn't great, but he wouldn't be the worst.
Kevin Johnson was just 16th overall.
Yeah, Kevin Johnson, a lot of that was injury. Yeah, it's Kevin Johnson.
It's Kevin Johnson, yeah.
I mean, I don't remember Amobi being great. Maybe I'm just misremembering because Amobi ended up being kind of disappointing.
Well, he was only 12 years old when they drafted him. That's part of the story, too, is how young he was. If you mention Amobi Okoye, you got to, and Juan Soto, you just have to talk about how old they are.
I mean, you know, he had 5.5 sacks as a rookie, but then 1, 1.5, and 3.
Mm.
Played 4 years for the
but he played inside too.
TFLs 5, 2, 6, and 7. I mean, yeah, Kevin Johnson was worse. Kevin Johnson was just injured.
Mm-hmm. Well, he came in at what? He was like 130 pounds when he came in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seven. Apparently, the Wake Forest cornerback selected number 16 is the sticky cover man for the 3-4 base defense. Houston began to see minor regressions in Jonathan Joseph and needed a number one defender. Johnson posted 7 career interceptions in college, was a 3-year starter for the Demon Deacons. but he had 1 career interception. And as a first rounder, 16th overall, I guess it is. I just failed to see Lewis Nix and Sam Montgomery. And Charles Hill is the one that always will stand out for me. How you can be a third rounder on an expansion team and not even make the team. An expansion team. You would think they'd have to keep a third rounder. And yet they said, no, you're not. You're just terrible. You have to go. That's awful. That is just awful. So anyway, it's just a little something to get you by. Just one day closer to the NFL season. You see the Texans are putting out there, hey, just there's so many days left before the season. And everybody's like, wow, don't remind us. Stop the clock. Stop the clock. Okay? It's not
stop
something.
Stop the clock.
It's not something
stop
we can't
the clock.
Wait. This is not something
you
that
can't
we're
stop.
A
you
countdown.
Know what I want to do? Run the clock. Let's run this game out so we can get to the draft. Run it out. Run it out. Let's see what happens. Maybe Davis Mills is good. Maybe we're excited because Max Sharping shows up again. Oh, look at this. Shaq Lawson ended up becoming a player. Oh, wow. You know, Ross Blacklock. There's still things that maybe we get excited about and happy about.
Mm.
But as far as I'm concerned, run that clock to the draft. Let's get this season over with and let's get to the draft. Let's start all over. This is our chance to start over with the draft. It's going to be weird drafting in the first round.
So crazy.
For any Houston team.
Right.
James Click's like, what is this? This is weird. First round picks, and Riffel's like, I don't know. We just hired Chris Wallace. We've never done this before. We don't know what first round
picks
are.
They had to hire a new guy just because they had a first round pick.
And the Texans would be like, us too, right? Huh? We ain't had a first round pick forever. This is so weird. We're having Houston's first round pick. Actually, Rafael Stone is getting Houston's first round pick in, what, 2 years? The city hasn't had a first round pick in 2 years? Who was the last first round pick for the city of Houston?
The last first round pick for the city of Houston would have to be...
Was it Titus Howard? Or was it some Astro?
Yeah, it would have to be Titus Howard.
When did Titus Howard get drafted? 18? Or 19?
19.
And the Astros...
Are you sure it's before...
Well, the draft isn't...
Corey Lee? I think Corey Lee may have
been. Was that an Astro?
That's the Astros killing it, by the way.
When was he drafted? When's the baseball draft?
He's with
draft?
The Hooks. He's got 10 home runs, 32 RBIs, and a 940 OPS, hitting .326. He was drafted in 19.
When is the baseball draft?
Which
would have
been the summer.
Yeah, it would have been the summer.
So the last...
Howard, yeah, he's the last
one. Corey Lee would have been the last first round pick. And he's killing it right now. Catcher. 6'2", 210, 22
Ooh,
years old.
We could use that.
Whatever.
That's right. Throws right. He's on the come up.
He's not going to make it to the big leagues. He's a hitting catcher for the Astros. He'll get traded. They don't like that up here.
Well, we could get Scherzer for him.
Let's change it.
See? Yeah. Told you.
There you go.
Already got him out the door for your boy.
Bring
Scherzer
in. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Man. What's a bigger love for John now? Scherzer. McCormick or Keedy, Lance? Rank them.
Golly.
How can you going to rank
I'm going to go Scherzer.
Like you're going to rank my kids? Which
I'm
one?
Not, I didn't
I'm
ask
go
you.
Scherzer
I asked him.
Keedy. No, I'm going to go Scherzer, McCormick, or Keedy. And then Cristiano Ronaldo.
So he has a love for a guy who's not even on the roster
and
yet?
And then Cristiano Ronaldo 4. With your weird obsession with him.
That's a fake love, though. That ain't real.
Hmm.
And then Brandon.
No, I love him. Senior, no.
Who is it? Who's the Oklahoma State redhead?
Whedon.
Was no
Brandon
good.
Whedon.
Brandon Whedon would be 5.
He's awesome. Were you drafted in the first round of baseball and the first round in football?
And be a golfer, too.
And were you
a college
golfer as well?
We've heard.
No.
We've heard this.
Did you ever play golf with him?
Yeah.
That's why you love him.
Of course he did. Come
on. He's unbelievable.
That's why you love him.
That's his version of they sent him a pizza.
I know.
If you play golf with him.
Yeah. If you play golf with somebody, then you're best friends forever.
That's not
He's my BFF.
Tell that to whose caddy got ditched?
Bryson DeChambeau.
Not best friends forever.
Well, he didn't play with
golf.
Him.
Golf
he was his caddy. He carried the bag
and
around.
And plus, if you play
he's a jam boy.
If you play golf in Atlanta, you get shot and put in the back of a pickup truck.
Well, was it cart path only?
I don't what? You this, think that brought that on? If you missed it in an Atlanta suburb, I
oh
guess.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I read
club.
The story. This is there's something happened
yeah,
here.
No. The golf pro got shot.
A golf
something
pro got
happened
shot.
Here.
And two other people, right?
Well, the golf pro was shot, and then two other people were found dead in the
back of,
in the back
of
a pickup truck that was driven up on the green. Did you see that?
Oh.
It was on a green. The two guys were shot and killed and put in the back of the pickup truck. And then they identified
like
the guy.
Golf story. That's not the
Six
gentleman's
foot
game.
170-pound guy who was dressed in a white work shirt and pants. Hispanic guy with a cap. Like it didn't sound like he was golfing and things went awry. At the golf course, they said he had like a white T-shirt, a work shirt of some sort.
No, it's not golf,
but that was like all I could think of was okay. This is like a Netflix show I'd watch. Two people are dead in the back of a pickup truck mm-hmm. that was driven up on the green. Something happened here that we don't know about.
Yeah, you start,
I need Bosch on this case.
You start with the end and then you work your way.
Yes,
to
that's
it.
A Bosch case.
Yeah,
they come up there, they pull up. Bosch is like, "What do we know here?" And then mm-hmm. Lance Reddick goes, "You need to stay out of this, Bosch. That's none of your." Business.
Ooh. Are you allowed to?
That's what Lance Reddick would have said in any show he's in.
Yeah.
Why are we worried so much about this? You need to mind your own business.
He's the guy who had his kid killed, right?
Yeah. In Bosch.
In Bosch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's also
show.
On The Wire.
Yeah.
He's also on The Wire. He's always angry cop.
Yeah.
With the death stare. And in reality, is apparently Titus Welliver, who plays Bosch, said, dude, that guy is just literally the biggest cut up in the world. They have a hard time doing scenes. because they laugh at each other all the time. And both of them seem like the most serious people you've ever seen in history on Bosch. But apparently they're both just goofs.
Yeah.
Like Bosch, the guy, Titus Welliver, he went to college with Adam Sandler. And he was doing a Sandler invitation. He said, in class, Sandler's like, I wonder if we're going to do at NYU. The teacher, he said, the teacher split us up after the first class like we were in third grade. I wasn't allowed to sit next to him anymore.
That is so
funny. You know what I think is funny?
Bye, bitch.
Whoa, that's not that funny. That's ugly. Funny at
all. It's kind of funny.
Jason, I hope you bring this up in the meeting.
Bye, bitch.
Mm.
That's number two. Jason!
No one knows who you're yelling at.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
No.
When we come back, who are the Astros targeting right now? According to Buster Olney, next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.